So we are here in Rome in the second day of the international meeting about uptake ICT. I'm here with Professora Maria, Professora Isabel e Elsa Casimiro. So Professor Maria, what can you tell us about the activities that we are developing in the uptake?
So thank you, João. Thank you, La Sapienza de Roma, La Radio La Sapienza, and all colleagues from the different countries that represents here all the activities that we are building all together. So in first place, we have our web page, and we also built with this the Portuguese students a logo and branch. After we had the opportunity to build some modules about digital competencies, basic, intermediate, and advanced. All activities as a leader, but all colleagues from the consortium help to develop the best way all the activities. So after the modules, we also built a MOOC about digital literacy, and now we are trying to disseminate our MOOC with a lot of training in all countries. Next step, it will be to build a paper about our reality. And after, very important too, a MOOC about digital employability. So, a lot of activities.
A lot of fun.
And also, it's very important to say that we are a team. So, all together, we built and rebuilt all the activities.
Thank you, Professor Maria of ESG in Portugal. So, Professor Isabel, what were the difficulties about building something or something content for people that don't know nothing about digital?
Hardly any difficulty, because we just have to put ourselves in the shoes of those persons and imagine that what would you like to be told if you are in that position, and that's it.
So put us in the shoes that of people that don't know nothing about turn off a computer.
Right.
Thank you. So right now, Elsa Casimiro from Via Tecla, Portugal. What do you think that it's the main importance of this project?
There are several results that are of great importance for all of us and mainly for the society in general. For each partner, it is great to have this opportunity to learn and to enrich ourselves and our organizations with new methods, new tools, new realities, and also with new contents that we can provide to this kind of targets that we are working with. So there are several other results that we've been having from this project, and hopefully we will have other projects to enrich our own experience and to enrich society in general.
So, ladies, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
The project is amazing. So. Let's keep the good work.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yes. Okay. Professor Maria, please talk about the objectives of this project.
Well, the main, the more important aims of this project is to develop altogether skills and competencies to help persons with the people with disadvantaged disabilities to be more engaged and happy in this in the society, digital society, is the biggest one. After also to enrich each country and with digital competencies, and to know how we can help each country to develop more expertise in ICTs.
And what's the partners of the project?
Well, we have four different countries. Portugal with business and higher education, a university and a polytechnic. So I think it's very good to have these different views of the ICTs. After we have Germany, a vet institution, and also we have La Sapienza di Roma, of course, and Strathclyde, an university in Glasgow. And we are all experts in ICT, adapting, of course, with the reality of each country.
Okay, thank you. And impact your country, Randolph?
As for Germany, I can say it's... I think we work in two areas and use the results in these two areas. This the first one is in companies, and the second one is that we also work with refugees. And so these are the main two areas we expect impact from the project. And this is basically that, let's say, our aim in Germany.
Thank you.
To Rebecca. About migrants, perhaps it will be a good question. Rebecca?
So as I'm working personally also with refugees, younger people in Germany, from very different countries with diverse cultural backgrounds and digital skills, I hope that we can enhance digital and media literacy by using specific adjusted tools, but also maybe to find out new competences, define them, and also maybe establish them on the labor market that are individually like fitting to those experiences and talents and backgrounds that those refugees bring, and they combine them with digital literacies we train them. So I hope that something new will come out that will be established and successful also on the labor market as skills or competencies.
Fantastic.